Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Paschachyadri Satarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So unless I hear from you otherwise, I'll assume that this is going forward with simultaneous translation so that I don't need to pause.
Sorry, Guru Maharaj. Sorry, Guru Maharaj. Can you hear me?
Let us know. There you see a beautiful drawing. Very contented and happy. We wish we could see seeing Krishna and the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu moving forward in time. Service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the heart and this is the life of our founder of Acharya. Those of you that are interested, this presentation itself was the introductory talk that I gave during my birthday celebration or Vyasa Puja celebration in January. Devotees in China. Life of devotion to this divine grace. One of the first prayers that we offer to any one of our spiritual masters. So what we're going to do is word go through this verse.
It's
me. So at the end of the first line, you'll see
Shalakaya.
Shalakaya.
Shalakaya. Shalakaya
is a Sanskrit term for a medical instrument called Shalakaya, which is used to apply medicinal ointment to eyes afflicted with cataracts. Grows over the cataracts and over the seeing capacity of the eye, and it needs to be removed. I'll show you a picture of Shalakha in a moment.
The
end of the second line is Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
This word Namaha next. Namaha means no false ego.
Namaha
Maha. Maha is negation. Maha is false
ego. 那是没有,
so with Maha no false ego,
也就是说没有调,
my Sri Gurave, I offer my respect to the Sri Gurave, Sri Gurave, Sri Gurave, the Spirit. Spiritual Master, here are some images. I was curious what a shalaka looked like. So here's a shalaka.
This is shalaka
the
young.
It's an Ayurvedic instrument. And now we're going to look more closely at Namaha.
那么我们现在进一步来看一下Namaha的意思。Namaha is defined in Padma Purana, as you see on the screen.
You can go ahead and read the Chinese translation of this.
Ma 代表的是 Ahankara 假我, 那代表的是没有假我。 因此，一个人通过吟诵Namaha去除他独立的心态， Jiva 是依靠他， 是依靠而活。
False ego, according to the Padma Purana, is a false sense of independence.
它使得是一种, 这种虚假的自我独立性。
This false sense of independence is a binding force upon the living entity, capturing the living entity in illusion.
也就是这种虚假的这种独立性的这种概念，使这种个体生物被绑缚在这种, 假象当中。
Not Maha means to reject completely the idea of accomplishing something on your own capacity.
那么Namaha就是说彻底的摒弃, 认为一切是依靠自己的能力去实现的这种错觉的想法。
We are dependent upon Krishna, and Krishna is fully independent.
我们全然的依靠主Krishna, 而Krishna是完全独立存在的。
By submitting our body, mind, and words in the service of Krishna, everything becomes accomplished.
而通过将我们的言语身心在服务中献给Krishna，一切就将得以完成。
I'm bringing this to your attention because we often say Namaha at the end or at the beginning of some prayer, and we don't even think what it means.
我之所以知道这个Namaha这个词，是因为我们在许多祷文的 中间都会看到这个Namaha，但是我们却不知道是什么意思。
Just like our mantra to worship Guru, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, the first word is Namaha.
就像我们 对古德顶拜祷文，其中的第一个开始的词就是Namaha。
No false ego.
没有假我。
No sense of independence.
也没有自我的独立性。
No sense of accomplishing something on our own.
没有认为我们可以独立完成什么事情的这种错觉的概念。
Full submission and dependence upon Krishna and his representatives. This is Namaha.
完全的去依靠臣服Krishna以及Krishna的代表，这就是Namaha.
In the verse, it also speaks of the torchlight of knowledge.
在这个世界中也提到了知识的火炬。
The spiritual master opens our eyes with the torchlight of knowledge.
灵性导师通过知识的火炬 让我们启明我们的双眼。
Why do we need a torchlight of knowledge.
为什么我们需要知识的火炬呢?
Because we're blinded by the darkness of ignorance.
因为我们被愚昧的黑暗所蒙蔽。
Here's a nice image of showing a torch, a light that's glowing bright.
这里是一幅图，展示了明亮的火炬驱散了黑暗。
In total darkness, when you have light like this, then you can see things that otherwise you could not see without the torch.
那么在黑暗当中，有了这样的火炬，你就能够看清周围的环境，而没有这样的火炬，你是没有办法看见的。
Here's the translation of the verse. Please read.
愚昧的黑暗使我双眼目盲，灵性导师。 以知识的火炬，起亮我的眼睛，我向他致以前进的顶半。
Our eyes have become opened with the torchlight of knowledge.
我们的双眼由于知识的火炬得以启明。
In the Sanskrit of the verse is this phrase, Tesham Evanukam Partham. That you may know from Bhagavad Gita.
也许你们会从《国家梵歌》中了解这句梵文的诗句 "Tesham Evanukam Partham."
This is taken from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text number 11.
这个诗节节选自《国家梵歌》第10章第11节.
On the left. You see a very nice image of a lamp, that oval-shaped object, and on top of the lamp is a giwik.
那么左图是一张展示了一个明灯的一张照片，而这个照片上方你能看到是一个这个酥油灯芯。
That torchlight of knowledge that we heard about before is Krishna.
我们之前提到的这个知识的火炬是指的是 Krishna.
Krishna shows special mercy to his devotees.
Krishna 向他的奉献者展示他特殊的仁慈.
Where ajnana or ignorance is destroyed.
由此 ajnana 或者说愚昧就因此被消除.
Tamaha, you know that word, that's ignorance, the mode of ignorance.
Tamaha 这个词你们都知道，这就是愚昧，愚昧心态。
And the darkness of ignorance is due to the lack of knowledge or ajnana.
导致的这种愚昧心态是由于ajnana，就是无知，由愚昧所导致的。
And the last word, nashayami, means he destroys.
而最后一个词, nashayami, 就指的是他消除了这一切。
Now, the spiritual master is the representative of Krishna.
理性导师是Krishna的代表。
So when the spiritual master is giving a torchlight of knowledge, it's actually he's giving Krishna.
所以当理性导师给予知识的火炬的时候，实际上他在给予Krishna。
And the darkness of ignorance is destroyed by Krishna, the lamp of knowledge.
而由愚昧导致的黑暗是由Krishna，知识的火炬所驱散的。
And Krishna does this from within, he says in that verse.
而Krishna 就在这个世界里面说，他是由在内在。
So let's put it all together. Let's consider what we just heard from Scripture.
那所以我们先总结一下，我们从经典里面到底听到了什么样的讯息？
Close your eyes and imagine standing in some completely dark place where you can't see anything.
现在闭上你的双眼，去想象一下。 你处在一个完全黑暗的环境，你看不见任何东西。
You don't even want to move because left or right, you don't know what's in front of you, what's behind you, what's to the side, because it's total darkness.
你甚至动都不敢动一步，因为你不知道前后左右究竟有哪些东西，因为是完全的黑暗。
Krishna is in your heart.
Krishna 必须在你的心中。
And the spiritual master is outside the heart in the world around you, but you cannot see either of them.
而灵性导师，他处在外在，处在周遭的世界，但是你却两者都看不见。
Because everything is dark, you can't see anything with the use of your eyes without light.
因为一切都是漆黑的，那没有光明的话，你的双眼又有什么用呢？你看不见的。
Somehow, some special mercy happens, and the spiritual master finds you in that dark, forsaken place.
但是不知怎样的，发生了这样的好运，你的灵性导师在这片黑暗之中寻找到了你。
He's sent by Super Soul within your heart.
他是被你内心中的超灵所派遣的。
And under Super Soul's indication, he brings light, the torchlight of knowledge.
而在超灵的指示之下，他给你带来了超然的光明的火炬，就是知识的火炬。
And with that torchlight of knowledge,The darkness born of ignorance is destroyed.
而借由这知识的火炬，这种生于的愚昧的黑暗就被去除了。
Because where there is light, darkness can't stand.
因为有光明在的地方，黑暗就无法留存。
I'm going to share with you a nice little Prabhupada story.
我接下来想跟你们分享一个非常精彩的跑跑的故事。
Srila Prabhupada was visiting New York City in the summer of 1972.
圣跑跑在1972年拜访了美国纽约，在夏季的时候拜访了纽约。
During part of the lecture, he was speaking in very humble terms about himself.
在这个讲座期间，他用非常谦卑的词语讲述了他自己。
He said about himself, "I was lost in some dark corner of the universe, and my spiritual master very kindly sought me out, found me, and made this unfortunate soul fortunate."
他用非常谦卑的词语说。他说我迷失在这个宇宙的一个黑暗的角落，我的灵性导师仁慈地找到了我，让我这个不幸的我变得幸运。
And as he made me fortunate, he then gave me an instruction.
在他把我变得幸运的同时，他给了我训示。
He said, now that you have this good fortune, you goForward into the world and make others fortunate. So I have come to your country.
我的灵性导师说，现在你有这份幸运，现在你去到全世界去，去把这份幸运给别人。因此，我来到了你们的国家。
And I also found you in some dark place, and I opened your eyes with the torchlight of knowledge and made you fortunate.
他说我也是在一个角落黑暗的角落里找到了你们，然后我用知识的火炬驱散了你们的黑暗，让你们变得幸运。
And now I am instructing you in the same way, you go forward and make others fortunate.
那么现在我也给你们这样的训示，你们继续去到这个世界的角落去给让别人也变得幸运。
So the same instruction goes to all of you just now. Please go forward and make others fortunate.
所以现在也同样的叙事给到你们， 你们也到世界的各个角落去让别人也变得幸运。
But how can you give something to somebody that you don't have?
但是如果你自己没有一个东西的话，你又怎样把这个东西给别人呢？
So you have to receive that good fortune that your spiritual masters have given you so that you can give to others what they've given you.
所以你必须要接受你的灵性导师给你的这份幸运，你才能够把这个东西再给到别人。
And that gift that each of us have been given is the torchlight of knowledge, as you see in the image here.
而这份礼物，我们被所赐予的礼物，就是你们在图中看到的，是知识的火炬。
Receive and give.
接受并且给予。
With knowledge, there can be detachment from the temporary.
有了知识，你就能够从这种短暂中能够弃绝这份短暂。
And with bhakti, in that mood of detachment, you can reach Krishna directly and help others reach Krishna directly.
在这种弃绝的心态下，在借由 bhakti, 你就能够真达 Krishna。直接的真达 Krishna， 同样你也可以用同样的方式让别人也直接的真达 Krishna。
That is the mature fruit of knowledge.
这就是知识的成熟的果实。
This awakening of bhakti is sometimes compared to the sprouting of a seed.
有时 bhakti 的唤醒。被比作像一个种子发芽一样。
When you have received something very valuable and you recognize how valuable it is, there's a feeling inside, a feeling of gratitude.
当你接受了一份非常珍贵的东西的时候，有一种东西就会从你内心油然而生，这就是感恩。
This seed of gratitude is when you know.That your bhakti life is beginning.
这个感恩的种子就会萌发，在你知道你的 bhakti 的这个道路开始的时候。
This seed of gratitude is described by Rupa Goswami as preliminary faith, the Dao Shraddha.
这个初始的种子啊，被称为 Dao Shraddha， 就是。初始的信心。
Jiva Goswami has elaborated on this.
Jiva Goswami 详尽地阐释了这一点。
Here's what Jiva Goswami says.
这里是 Jiva Goswami 所阐释的。他说，发展出 Bhakti 的 Shraddha 被赋予 Ruchi， 而这样的 Shraddha 不是别的，正是播种在 Jiva 心中的。Bhakti Lata, 奉爱蔓藤的种子。
We know from Bhagavad Gita that faith is intrinsic to the soul, it's of the soul itself.
我们从《博伽梵歌》中知道，这份信心已经预知在众生心中，预知在灵魂之内。
That means we're going to have faith in something.
也就是说我们并不是去获得这个信心。
The materialist has faith. Get money, and you'll become happy.
物质主义者有这样的信念，就是说，你赚了钱，你就能快乐。
Whether money equals happiness is another thing, but that's the faith.
那至于钱究竟有？等不等同于幸福，这是另当别论，但这就是他们的信念。
Or another example is an athlete.
或者说，举另外一个例子。
An athlete has faith if they win the competition, they'll be happy.
那就是运动员的例子。那运动员就认为，他如果赢得了这个竞赛，他就会快乐。
The student has faith that if I do my studies nicely, I'll be successful in life and be happy.
一个学生有这样的信念，如果我学业有成，那么我就会快乐。
This is a symptom of life. All souls have faith in something.
所以拥有信念是灵魂或者说生命的一个体征，一个真相。
Awakening of bhakti is faith in the bhakti process.
Bhakti 的唤醒、就是这个对 Bhakti 的信心的一个唤醒。
When Bhakti awakens, one of its subparts or features is Ruchi, which means taste.
当 Bhakti 被唤醒的时候，它的这个分支部分，也就是说 Ruchi, 也会随之赋予、
And、
被赋予。
We'll hear more about Ruchi in a moment.But it's there at the very beginning in the seed stage.
接下来我们会听到更多关于 Ruchi 的解释。这是在非常分爱开始的这个初始阶段。
So the creeper of bhakti or the bhakti lata starts with the seed of faith.
也就是说 ，bhakti lata 或是分爱的蔓藤。它始于初始的这个信心。
And that seed of faith is within the heart of the jiva.
这个信心的种子已经处在这个 jiva 众生的这个心中。
Now please read.
唯有被赋予奉爱品味如其的舍达，可以到达 bhakti 真后的巅峰，这被称为Sharanapati.
We're used to hearing Sharanagati.
我们习惯于经常会听到 Sharanagati.
Sharanagati is a word that Bhaktivinoda Thakur used commonly.
Sharanagati 这个词是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 经常用到的一个词。
He wrote a set of songs, 86 songs, called Sharanagati.
他写了86首关于 Sharanagati 的这个歌曲。
And here we find the word Sharanapati.
而这里我们看到这样一个词 Sharanapati.
Apati means you have attained bhakti or the shelter of Krishna.
阿帕提意味着你已经获得了 Krishna 的庇护。
And agati, the word used by Bhaktivinoda means you're going towards Sharanagati, you're going towards the place of surrender or the consciousness of surrender.
而 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他所用的这个 agati 这个指的是你朝向。这个臣服迈进指的是这样一个过程。
What Jiva Goswami explains is once you have that seed that's awakened by the spiritual master,
Jiva Goswami 所阐释的是，一旦你这份信心由离心导师所给予的信心被唤醒的时候。
The different features of bhakti unfold just like you see in the image here. A seed now has two leaves.
那在那之后，所有的 bhakti 的这个真后就会逐渐展示出来，就像你们在图中看到的，这个种子开始发芽，长出了两片叶子。
Why am I explaining this to all of you?
那么为什么我要让你们大家阐释这些呢？
We have received something from Srila Prabhupada.
我们已经从帕布帕那里得到了一些东西。
Whatever the followers of Srila Prabhupada are giving, they receive from him.
无论帕布帕的追随者给予什么， 他们所给予的都是从跑跑那里得到的东西。
So we're describing the maturing of that seed of faith in bhakti, little by little as it unfolds.
所以我们提到这个 bhakti 逐渐变得成熟，就是这一个逐渐逐渐展开的一个过程。
The teaching of Jiva Goswami is that taste is inherently there within that seed of faith.
Jiva Goswami 所阐释的就是，这个信心已经，这一切已经预知在这个所储存在这个信心当中。
And here's one more lesson taken from Bhakti Sandarbha by Jiva Goswami.
这是另外一个从 Jiva Goswami Bhakti Sandarbha 中节选出来的。Shraddha 不是 Bhakti 的一个分支，而是获得 Shuddha Bhakti 资格的一个特征。
Rather, Shraddha is a qualification. Adhikar means qualification.Shraddha with taste is a qualification for achieving pure devotional service.
这个带着品味的 Shraddha, 它是真达纯粹的 Bhakti, Shuddha Bhakti 资格的一个特征。
We receive something from Prabhupada or from Prabhupada's followers.
我们已经从跑跑或者跑跑的追随者那里获得了一些东西。
That which we have received is the seed of bhakti with ignorance dispelled.
我们所获得的就是 bhakti 的种子，它可以驱散愚昧的黑暗。
And within that seed of bhakti, shuddha bhakti is contained.
在那个巴提当中，预知着，也说储藏着，舒达巴提纯粹的奉爱。
With faith, as in the spiritual master and the bhakti process, that seed continues step by step to unfold and becomes a full creeper of bhakti.
借由对离心导师的信心，这个种子会逐渐逐渐展开，逐渐逐渐生长。然后变成奉爱的蔓藤。
I'm going to now describe a little bit about this word creeper or bhakti lata.
我们接下来就要详细的阐释这个蔓藤这个词，或者说 bhakti lata.
In the image, you see a tree, and climbing up the side of the tree is a creeper.
在图中你们看到有一棵树。树上有一个缠绕着它的蔓藤。
The nature of a creeper is it needs something to cling to.
蔓藤的天性就是它需要有一个东西去攀附。
And the clinging to object in our process of devotional service is the holy name.
而在我们的 bhakti 的这个程序当中，我们所依附的就是。对圣明的品味。
In the beginning, we chant because we're instructed to do so, not so much because we have a taste.
一开始我们念诵圣明，并不是因为我们有品味，而是因为我们被训示这么做。
Through strong gratitude and love and devotion for our teachers, we can develop a taste for the holy name.
借由我们对灵性导师的这种感激之情和奉爱之情，它会逐渐发展变成品味。
Now that is Rupa Goswami's, Jiva Goswami's teaching of how bhakti unfolds.
这就是 Jiva Goswami 阐释 bhakti 是如何慢慢展开生长的。
Now.Let's speak about the practical realities of life, everyday life.
那现在让我们来谈一谈我们每天的日常非常实际的生活。
While we're living our lives in devotion to Krishna, we face hardship and obstacles and difficulties.
当我们开始去践行奉爱的生活的时候，我们会面临很多的困难和艰辛。
All this nice sounding philosophy and teachings may be challenged or disturbed by hardship and difficulty.
那么这些听起来很棒的哲学，往往在面临艰难险阻的时候就遭到挑战。
Here's a very nice teaching given by Bhaktisiddhanta that describes what the function of that difficulty or obstacle is in attaining bhakti.
这里是 Bhaktisiddhanta 一个非常好的一个教导，关于他阐释了。这些艰难险阻所在 Bhakti 的发展过程中所扮演的角色。他说他神是众生的庇护所，他给那些渴望脱离于他的人设置许多障碍与不便，为的是考验他们的热情与稳定。
Don't be intimidated by obstacles and inconveniences. It's good.
那千万不要被艰难险阻所吓倒，其实这是好事情。
Krishna hasn't abandoned you or neglected you. He's giving you an opportunity to become stronger and more steady.
Krishna 并没有说就是把你抛弃到一方不管，实际上他在给你一个绝佳的机会，让你变得更加的坚强和稳定。
To serve like that requires faith that has become a little matured.
那要怀着这样的信念去服务的话，是需要一些成熟的。
Here's a nice image of somebody walking in the sand, foot step by step.
那这是一幅图，上面是一个人在沙漠中留下了一串脚印，一步一步的脚印。
In your mind's eye, let's picture those footsteps as the steps of your spiritual master.
那么，这个就是灵性导师的脚印。
Or even more specifically, the steps of Srila Prabhupada, and you're trying to be a nice follower of Prabhupada.
或者说，更确切的说，这是帕帕的脚步。你需要去追随帕布帕的脚步。
Because that's the topic for this evening's class, following the footsteps.
而这就是我们今晚的主题，要追随先贤阿差耶的步伐。
But in reality, as you move along, you'll find it's not so smooth, the path has many thorns.
但是随着你沿着条道路前行，你会发现道路并不是那么一帆风顺，有很多的荆棘。
That is one of the terms or expressions of Bhaktisiddhanta.
那么布满荆棘的路，这是巴西丹坦他经常用到的一个词。
For you or for a sincere devotee, it's Krishna's mercy to help you to become stronger.
对于你们或者那些真诚的奉献者来说，是 Krishna 让你们在 Bhakti 道路上变得更加的坚强。
Another teaching Bhaktisiddhanta gives is fire of ordeal. Krishna shows special mercy by putting you through some difficulty so that your determination and steadiness become fixed.
那 Bhaktisiddhanta 他给了另外一个教导，就是苦难之火。他说通过这个苦难之火能够让你的信念还有信心等等变得更加的坚定不移。
In Srila Prabhupada's language, trying to move on the path of devotion to Krishna is difficult because the whole atmosphere around us is surcharged with opposition.
那么庞帕则用这样的一个词语，他说当我们在朝 Krishna 的这个奉爱的道路前行的时候， 并不是一帆风顺的，因为总是在这种充满反对的气氛中。
And it's not only things outside of us, there's internal obstacles, so many.
而且还不光是外在的这些艰难险阻，还有内在的许许多多的障碍。
But one who has gratitude will have the seed of faith. One who has the seed of faith and continues to follow in the footsteps, they'll reach the destination.
但是一个人他如果有感激之情，这感激之情就会化作信念的种子，而信念的种子拥有信念的种子之后，他沿着先前而穿越的步伐一步一步的就最终能够真达 Bhakti 的目的地，真达 Krishna。
Here's a very nice Prabhupada story.
这里是 Prabhupada 一个非常精彩的故事。
You can see in the photographShrila Prabhupada is walking in London while staying at the estate of John Lennon.
在途中你们可以看到 Prabhupada 正在散步，当时他是在伦敦，在约翰列侬的一个庄园的一片土地上。
Next to him, chanting her morning japa, is Mother Jamuna.
而在他旁边正在清晨念诵加帕的是
One morning they walked in a field that had long, tall grass about a foot tall, and Srila Prabhupada was walking in front and Jamuna was walking behind him.
有一天跑步跑，他们在清晨漫步的时候来到了一片长满草的草地，而这个草都比脚还要高，它都淹没了这个脚步。跑步跑在前面走，杨娜 David 在后面跟着跑步跑。
She was thinking, this is the perfection of life, following the footsteps of the spiritual master, literally.
她想，这切切实实的，真是我人生到达完美的时刻，我在追随我离心导师的步伐。
But then she became confused and bewildered.
但接下来他就变得非常的困惑，非常的迷惑不解。
Because the grass was long and tall, and there was morning dew on the grass, she was trying to find where his footsteps were, but she couldn't find him.
因为当时的草长得又高又长，上面都扎满了露水。他在努力的想去找跑不跑的脚印，结果却发现没有脚印。
And then she looked behind herself, and it was very clear there were her footsteps, but she couldn't find Prabhupada's.
然后她回头看，发现草地上留下了自己非常清晰的脚印，但是跑跑身后却没有留下丝毫的脚印。
So she asked Prabhupada very boldly, Prabhupada, I don't see any impressions in the grass of your footsteps. Why is that?
所以当时她非常大胆地询问跑跑。Prabhupada, 为什么我在你身后找不到任何脚印？
Prabhupada's reply, One day you will understand. One day you will understand.
Prabhupada 说，终有一天你会明白的。
While you're trying to follow in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, you may have a little difficulty discerning where he put his left foot and where he put his right foot.
在我们追随跑跑的步伐的时候，你可能会比较在意跑跑究竟是，就会比较困难。跑跑究竟是迈左脚还是如何去迈他的右脚
？But we can follow in his footsteps by following the teachings presented in his books. Therefore, you should read Prabhupada's books regularly.
但是我们却可以从跑跑的书中清晰地找到他的训示。这就是为什么我们必须要。规范的，非常规律的去很长的阅读跑跑的书籍。
In that way, you can follow in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada.
通过这种方式，你们就能够追随跑跑的步伐。
If Krishna allows, we'll see many of you in Vrindavan for the Vrindavan Yatra during Kartik.
如果 Krishna 允许的话。 我们将很幸运的见到大家，在今年卡提克月的时候，在温达文见到大家。
And one of the places that we will visit is where Rupa Goswami, pictured here, wrote much of his Nectar of Devotion text.
其中我们将要拜访的一个地方，就像你们图上看到的 ，Rupa Goswami 他撰写《奉爱的甘露》。
The place is called Ter Kadamba. Kadamba is the name of a type of tree, Kadamba tree. When we go to Ter Kadamba, you'll see a little temple.That has the description above the altar.
那当我们去到这个 Kadamba 这个地方的时候，那里会有一个很小的庙宇。
And here's the inscription that you'll see directly above the altar.
这个世界就是你们能够在这个庙宇里面的神坛上方看到的一个世界。他说我的。
It's a verse written by Raghunath Das Goswami about Rupa Goswami. Please read.
我牙齿衔着稻草，一次又一次的洗澡，但愿我一世复一世的成为 Sri Rupa Goswami 莲花足下的一粒尘埃。
The emphasis here is the dust of the feet of Rupa Goswami.
他这里提到了他想变成 Rupa Goswami 足下的一粒尘埃。
We want the dust of the feet of Srila Prabhupada.
我们想要塔鲁帕足下的尘土。
And likewise, Raghunath Das wants the dust of the feet of Rupa Goswami.
同样的 Raghunath Das Goswami 他渴望得到 Rupa Goswami 足下的尘埃。
He's teaching us the importance of the dust of the feet of the spiritual master.
他在这里向我们阐释了灵性导师足下的尘埃的重要性。
When we follow in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada or a great soul, we want their mercy.
当我们追随跑不跑或者像他这样伟大的灵魂的步伐的时候，我们渴望得到他们的仁慈。
We want their mercy. We want to serve them.
我们渴望他们的仁慈，我们渴望服务他们。
These two things, submission and service.
这是两样事情，就是臣服以及服务。
Prabhupada spoke about another one of his gifts was the chanting of the holy name, and he spoke about the importance.
另外一个跑跑给我们的重要的礼物就是念诵圣名，念诵圣名的重要性。
From one of my god brothers, I heard this nice story.
我从我的神兄弟那里听到了这个非常棒的故事。
One morning, just after Mangal Arati.This devotee was with Srila Prabhupada chanting japa in his room.
就在清晨蒙格阿提之后，这位神兄弟就跟着帕帕在房间里面念诵加帕。
And as the two were sitting in the early morning of early hours of the morning, this devotee was thinking, it just doesn't get any better than this sitting with my spiritual master chanting the holy name during Brahma Muhurta hour, it can't get any better than this.
当时他就想，因为这是清晨的时候，然后他与帕帕坐在一起，他想没有比这更好的事情了。在 Brahma Muhurta 的时候，再也没有比这更好的事情了。我和我的灵性导师坐在一起念诵加帕。
Suddenly, Prabhupada stopped his chanting of japa. He took the beads in his right hand and lifted them out of his bead bag and held them in the air and looked at his beads. And then he said to the devotee who also had stopped because Prabhupada stopped.
接着他对这个奉献者说，因为跑法停下了，念诵他也停下来了。
Prabhupada said, one day there may be no temples or no devotees, but there will always be the holy name.
跑法说，也许有一天会没有庙宇，没有奉献者，但圣名将永恒存在。
He wanted that devotee and all devotees to feel shelter, eternal, complete shelter in the holy name. And he made a similar statement about his books. One day there may be no temples, no devotees, but there will always be my books.
有一天，也许不再有庙宇，不再有奉献者，但是我的书将永存。
This Bhagavad Gita is shelter for us.
国家梵歌就像我们的庇护所那样。
There you see the number, estimated number, DBT, of how many Bhagavad Gitas alone were distributed in the world since 1968.
这个是 BBT 的一个粗略的估算数字，就是自1968年到现在，有多少本国家梵歌被派发。And
even today, people are becoming devotees of Krishna just by reading Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita.
而时至今日，也有很多人只是因为读了跑跑的梵歌而变成了奉献者。Given
the total number of people in the world, 58 million isn't so great, but it's a big number.
当然也许就全世界的人口来说，这个5800万并不是一个大的数字，但是这仍然是一个非常庞大的数字。And
another labor of love of our founder Acharya was to give us Srimad Bhagavatam.
而另外一个塔塔所给我们的这种爱的礼物就是圣典波迦瓦坛。
In 1 year, 2020, an estimated 25,000 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam were distributed in the world.
那就在2020年，预估就是粗略的估算，大约有25,000套博迦瓦坛被派发到全世界。What
will be the number for next year?
那么接下来这一年又会有怎样的数字呢？
What will be the number of Srimad Bhagavatam sets that devotees in mainland China will distribute?
而在中国大陆，奉献者们又将派出多少部国家瓦坛呢？
I have encouraged Giridhari Swami to request the local areas in mainland China to set a goal and try to achieve that goal for 2021. For the pleasure of Prabhupada.
那么也是受Giridhari Maharaj他的鼓舞，我们鼓励大陆的奉献者也设定一个目标，然后试着去达成这个目标，只是为了取悦跑步法。And
like the spiritual master gives the torchlight of knowledge, this Bhagavatam is said to be as brilliant as the sun.
就像李信导师给予我们知识的火炬一样，这部博迦瓦坛。
So the same principle, you should receive this torchlight of knowledge and you should give to others this torchlight of knowledge.
所以同样的原则，你应当接受着知识的火炬，然后再把同样的火炬给到他人。And
very carefully you should study these books that Prabhupada has given us.
而且你必须要非常仔细地研读庞庞给我们的这些书籍。
And in this way, the transcendental teachings of our founder Acharya will be the light of your life.
通过这些方式，我们灵性导师的这些训示就会成为你生命的光辉。
He's very kind. He wants all living entities to be free from unnecessary suffering and misery.
他非常的仁慈，他希望众生都能免除于这些不必要的痛苦和折磨。
And that's our topic for this evening, following in the footsteps of His Divine Grace.
这就是我们今晚的主题，追随圣恩的步伐。
He's pointing the way to Krishna. He'll take you by the hand and take you to Krishna. Just follow him with full faith.
他指明了通往 Krishna 的道路，同时他手把手的带领我们通向这条道路。你所做的只是需要对他有信心，有全然的信心。
I'm going to give you a little time.To send in your questions to the chat box, and I'll be back in just a moment.
那接下来你们可以把问题发送到这个消息框中，我稍后就回来。稍微更正一下，前面提到这个信心和灵魂之间的关系的时候，中间有一段，Guru Maharaj 当时讲的是信心是灵魂固有的。我补充一下。
We're ready for our question and answer session.
So far, there are not any questions.
Wow. Okay.
大家有任何问题的话，请抓紧时间发送到消息框里头，或者是你们可以把麦克打开，然后直接提问也可以的。有任何问题吗？好，有一个问题 from Brajan Mataji， 谢谢 Guru Maharaj， 我牙齿衔着稻草是什么意思？ So Guru Maharaj， what does it mean that when the sage is saying that with a straw between my teeth？
Okay. Prabhupada explainedthat this is a cultural expression in India of humility and submission.
Prabhupada 解释说这是在印度这个一种表达这种极度谦卑的一种文化的行为。
Sanatana Goswami did the same thing when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Sanatana Goswami 在面见 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时候做了同样的行为。
You can see that in the paintings.
你可以在很多图画中看到这一幕。
He literally took straw from the street, placed the straw in his teeth, and fell at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, pleading for him with humility to instruct him.
他真的是切切实实从街上捡起一根稻草，然后把这稻草衔在两尺之间，然后扑倒在马哈帕布的足下，祈求他给予训示。
So same Raghunath Das regarded Rupa Goswami in that way.
所以同样的 ，Raghunath Das 对 Rupa Goswami 做了同样的事情。
Humility and submission.
就是谦卑和全然的臣服。
Pleading for his mercy.
祈求得到他的仁慈。Next question from Sumukhi Radha Mataji. Invite Guru Maharaj, 既然信心是灵魂本有的，为什么每个灵魂对于 Krishna 的信心程度会差距很大呢？ So my question is that since every soul has the faith,But why the faith that in different souls varies a lot?
Material variety has everything to do with the three modes of nature mixing.
这个物质层面的这种多样性是由于sorry, Guru Maharaj, can you repeat?
Sure. In the material field, there's variety of faith because of the three modes of nature.
在物质领域，信心这各种变化是由于物质自然三形态的作用的结果。
When the three modes mix, they make varieties of faith.
当物质自然三形态混杂在一起的时候，就造成了信心的差别。
In the spiritual realm, faith is also there.
在灵性的领域，信心也存在。
And varieties of faith in the spiritual realm have to do with one's eternal relation with Krishna.
而在灵性的领域，这种灵性的信心的多样性。则是由于与 Krishna 的这种关系的 Rasa 的多样性所导致的。
There's covered faith and there's uncovered faith.
有揭示出来的信心以及未被揭示出来的信心。
But faith is of the soul. It's there in both realms.
但是信心在这两个领域，灵性的和物质的领域都存在。She then asked, 对于刚开始了解 Krishna 知觉的人来说，该如何去追随圣帕布哈？很多事我们都不明白，也无法获得您所说的那份令人向往的气绝。So for the beginners, who get access to Krishna consciousness, for them, what they should do to follow Prabhupada's footstep?Because so many things, they have no idea about so many things, and they cannot have such a kind of mood of detachment as what you said. So for the beginners, what they should do.
Okay. The principle of faith applies for beginners as well as intermediate and advanced devotees. The principle of faith applies.
实际上，不论是对初阶的这个奉献者，还是对于进阶的奉献者，这种主要的原则是都一致的，都是适用于两者的。
The principle of faith for a beginner should be applied to what they have faith in.
对于出席者来说，他们的信心应当sorry, Grumar, can you repeat that?
Sure. It's natural that you apply faith even for a beginner according to that which you have realized. I'll explain.
那么对于出席者来说，这是非常自然的，就是将信心利用到那些你对他们抱有信心的这些事情上。我会对此进行一个解释。
One beginner hearing from Prabhupada's books may have faith in the principle that says I should become vegetarian, so they become vegetarian. That's a beginning of faith in spiritual teaching.
那举例来说，一个初级者，他从帕帕的书中，读到这个要素食的这个一个原则，那么他就因此遵循这个训示，他就成为了一个素食主义者。那么这就是一个灵性的一个开端，灵性的信心的开端。
Another person hears the importance of chanting, and so with faith, they begin chanting of the mantra.
那同样的，另外一个人，他从书中读到了这个念诵的重要性，然后他就有了信心，就开始去念诵 mantra。
Another will have faith. Let me read Prabhupada's books, and so they read Prabhupada's books.
另外一个人可能有这样的信心，就是读关于读帕帕的书的这样的信心，那他就说让我去阅读帕帕的书籍吧。
And of all the things that they read, and they may not fully understand, but one particular thing stands out, resonates with them, they feel energized by that, and they do that according to their faith.
也许他读了，他并不能完全理解，但是他们做这一切都是根据他们的信心去做的。
It's compared to the rising of the sun in the morning.
Grumar, can you repeat that?
Yeah. Awakening of faith is compared to the rising of sun in the morning.
这就好比太阳清晨的时候，太阳升起的这个过程一样。
In the beginning, as the sun rises, there's only a little bit of light. And therefore, you can only see a little bit because the sun is not fully risen yet.
那么太阳刚开始的时候，可能就是升起来一点点的时候，你只能看到一点点。
But according to what you can see as the sun rises, you can act.
Sorry, Gumohar, it's
sure.
Excited. Yes, can you repeat that?
Perfect, I can repeat. As the sun begins to rise, you can see some things, not so clearly, but some things, and then you can act according to what you see.
Sorry, Grumaj, it seems like my internet connection is not good. Sarabi Mahaji, 你能够翻译这一块吗？这边网络连接不是很稳定。
啊，好的好的，就是当太阳升起的时，刚刚升起的时候，虽然不是那么明亮，但是你根据那种情况，你会相对的去做出一些活动。
In other words, for a beginner.One should proceed with faith according to where there is some connection. It makes sense to you. It resonates with you, and you move with that.
那么，对于一些初学者来说，我们对于初学者来说，他一开始也会是有连接的。他通过从他所连接的对象那里去进行理解，然后会相应的去行为。
And a beginner should find association that's very understanding and very gentle and very kind, and they help you holding their hand to go little step by step forward towards the goal.
所以你出席奉献者应该去寻求联谊，和这样的联谊的对象是非常能够理解对方，并且非常的和蔼可亲，而且他能够手把手的拽着你向前一起前进。
Picture in your mind a pure devotee from an aristocratic background coming to America, living amongst hippies, and how very kind, fatherly-like Prabhupada was with such people. So you be like that when you find a newcomer.
Sorry, Guruji, could you repeat this part?
Is your internet connection bad too?
Not bad, but I did not catch the whole word.
Okay.
Yes.
Picture in your mind Srila Prabhupada going to the West, having the background of being a pure devotee and an aristocratic gentleman living amongst hippies and uncultured people.
我们现在可以这样去冥想一个画面，释迦帕布帕德他是一位纯粹奉献者，然后他只身去到了美国，去生活在了充满嬉皮士的这样的一个环境当中。
He was the dearmost friend and father figure to everybody.
对于每个人来说，释迦帕布帕德是慈爱的父亲，是最好的朋友。
He didn't impose rules and regulations. He just gave his association to these young people that connected them to him.
他一开始的时候并没有一开始就把这些规范原则给予这些年轻人。他一开始的时候只是把自己亲身的联谊给予对方，给予这些年轻人，去给予他们和蔼可亲的联谊。
As they became attached to him, then they wanted to do the things that would be pleasing to him. In this way, their faith grew.
当这些年轻人逐渐逐渐的依恋舍帕帕德的联谊，他们就会去想着去为舍帕帕德做些什么，去取悦舍帕帕德。
When you're interacting with a new person, be like that. Think of Prabhupada.And be his representative.
所以当我们遇到新人的时候，我们也应该像施帕帕德那样去行为，对他们和蔼可亲。所以我们追随帕帕德的榜样。
He was very patient and very kind.
施帕帕德是非常有耐心的，而且是非常和蔼可亲的。
And that drew faith.From those new people.
正是因为这一点，他吸引了那些年轻人，吸引了那些年轻人的注意力。
Next.
Yes, Gumhaj. So Susan said that, do not. Susan 说的不要模仿前辈 Acharya， 而要追随他们。能解释一下这句话吗 ？Susan asked that not to.Imitate the previous acharyas, but we need to follow them. Could you explain this sentence?
We don't imitate and follow. Should they want an explanation of that?
Yes.
Well, let's take the example of Prabhupada going to New York City.
我们现在来举例，释迦帕布帕德去纽约这个例子。
Prabhupada said to his followers, "You would not have been able to live in the conditions given. The conditions given to me."
释迦帕帕德派出了他的这些追随者去到那里。释迦帕帕德说到了，你们在我如果你们处在我所这样的情况下去生活的话，你们是无法生活下去的。
Still, we can.Take his example of being willing to accept inconvenience, personal difficulty, etc., to give the message of Krishna to others. We follow the example without imitating.
所以我们在我们不应该去模仿他的行为，但是他怕得，即便是在那种艰难困苦的情况下，他依然将这些仁慈给予了啊、给予了这些年轻人。
His was a life of sacrifice.
他的生活就是他牺牲了一切。
Or here's another example.
还有另外一个例子。
We don't take straw from the street and put straw in our teeth.
Oh. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, we don't take straw from the street and put that straw in our teeth.
我们不会去在街上去捡一根草放在自己的牙齿间。
We hear from Raghunath Das how he felt like that Rupa Goswami.
我们从在这里聆听到了 Raghunath Das 他对 Rupa Goswami 的一番感慨的话言。
And we follow this nice example, the mood.
我们去追随他的这种心态，他的这种心态的榜样。
The mood of humility and submission.
我们去追随他的谦卑的榜样，谦卑的心态。
Here's another example, the austerity that Raghunath Das underwent. We would die if we tried to imitate, but we can follow the example of minimizing bodily necessities and increasing our hearing and chanting.
还有另外一个例子 ,Raghunath Das Goswami, 他承受了非常严苛的苦行，他的这种苦他的这种苦行是我们所无法模仿的，如果我们去做这种苦行的话肯定会死掉了，但是我们去追随 Raghunath Das Goswami 的那种苦行的心态，我们尽量的去减少身体的需求，去从事更多的灵性的活动。
Next.
Yes, good night.Next question, Lakshmi Sundari. 感恩咕噜，没有庙宇，但圣灵还在，是什么意思呢？ Yes, thank you very much, Guru Maharaj. So in this lecture, there is the picture shows that Papa said that maybe one day there may not any temple, but the holy name.Will exist eternally. So, what's the meaning? Could you explain further?
Yes. What is your shelter?
你的庇护所是什么？
There's external things and there's eternal things.
有这个外在的东西，也有永恒存在的。
Take shelter of the eternal things.
我们要去。脱避于永恒的事物。
We want to have places to go where there's devotees and a place of worship. We want those things, but don't be dependent upon those things. Be dependent upon the holy name.
我们肯定，我们想渴望着去到有奉献者的地方，有崇拜神像的。有的地方有崇拜神像的神庙的地方，但是呢，我们不要一味的依靠这些外在的，我们要紧紧依靠永恒的圣灵。
The same thing happened after Krishna's departure and the passage of time, thousands of years. All of his places and the temples were not visible to sight.
那么就像同样的事情在五千年前当 Krishna 从这个地球上离去的时候，那个时候所有的这些庙宇都不复存在了。
But the holy name was there.
但是圣名永恒存在着。
And through the holy name, the revival of Krishna consciousness was there.
而且通过圣名，我们 Krishna 知觉被得以复苏。
And through the revival of Krishna consciousness, the temples and the deities and the devotees association started to flourish again.
我们因为 Krishna 知觉的复苏，
所以我们可以看到现在的庙宇奉献者的联谊欣欣向荣的发展起来。
I think you now understand, yes?
我想你现在明白了，是不是？
Next question from Nabini Mataji. Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Guru, 请问 Gurudeva, 帕布帕德走过之后没有脚印，是帕布帕德完全处在 Krishna 知觉当中吗？ Hare Krishna, my obeisances to Guru Maharaj. So my question is that,when you speak the nice story that Shri Prabhupada stepped over the grasses but didn't left any footsteps, footprints. So does this show that Shri Prabhupada fully or completely in Krishna consciousness?
No.
Supposing
somebody has footprints, does that mean they're not Krishna conscious?
小林在这个稻草上留下了脚印，是不是说明这个人就没有 Krishna 知觉了吗？
Something mystical was the cause, and Prabhupada didn't give the reason. He was a pure devotee, whether he left footprints or not.
无论是帕德在这个田地里是否留下了他的脚印啊，请说话的奉献者把麦关上好吗？无论是帕德在稻田里是否在草地上是否留下了脚印，是帕德都是纯粹奉献者。当时的这种情况是非常神，是非常充满奥秘的，是非常神秘的。是帕德。并没有说其中的原因所在。
Next question.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Next question from Baby Sakti Mataji. 顶拜 Guru, 感恩翻译。请问为什么有些人读书、聆听、崇拜神像，但还是很骄傲，而且言行不一，是哪里的问题呢？我们应该怎样避免这种情况呢？I offer my obeisances to Guru and translator. So my question is that some people read book and listen to the lecture and worship the deity, but they feel very proud on their action and words are not aligned. So where the problem and what we should do to avoid such things happen?
The problem is pride, and the antidote is humility.
那这个问题就是骄傲，而就是去除解决的办法嘛，就是要变得谦卑。
Humility means namaha, just like we explained at the beginning.
谦卑就意味着 namaha, 我们在今天的课程一开始所解释的那样。
No false ego.
没有假自我。
I am no independence.
我没有那种独立自主的思想。
I cannot achieve anything outside of Krishna.
如果没有 Krishna 的话，从外在上，我肯定会一事无成。
That's the antidote. That's the medicine.
这就是。这个良药，这就是治愈骄傲的良药。
Pride is like poison.
骄傲就像毒药一样。
And pride has its antidote, just like poison has.
那么骄傲呢？它有它的这一种效果效应，就像是毒药有它的毒性一样。
Spiritual life is not so that we can become enjoyers on the higher level of enjoyment. It's meant to be always in service to Krishna. That's the right position.
那么一直处在灵性的知觉状态当中，那就是我们一直怀着这种服务的心态，总是去渴望的去服务 Krishna, 把 Krishna 置于中心，而并不是 当一个人到达高等知觉状态的时候，他去进行享乐。所以我们一直要处在这种啊服务的心态当中。Go ahead, next.
嗯。
嗯。Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Guru, 请问 Guruji, 读圣典博迦瓦坛第一篇第一章第二十节要旨有句话，程序简单，但实行起来是困难的，这句话不明白，请教 Guru. So, this question from 121010. Hare Krishna, also my obeisance to Gurus.So my question is that in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1st, Chapter 1, Verse 2, there is, in the purport, there is a sentence, this devotional process is simple, but to practice is difficult. So I cannot understand this sentence. So could you explain? Thank you.
The process is simple. However, we're complicated. We're not simple. That's why it's difficult. We're attached to the temporary, and that which is simple is difficult for us.
进入婚外的程序，这个程序是简单的，但是呢，因为我们太复杂了，因为我们依附短暂的事物，所以对于我们来说。我们因为复杂，所以这个程序对于我们简单的程序对于我们来说做起来就困难了。
Here is an example.
这里有一个例子。
Be happy.
唱诵变快乐。
Very simple.
非常简单。
But then when you try to chant attentively, it's difficult.Because
you're
attracted and involved in so many other things.
有困难的，因为我们的心意总是心猿意马，三心二意，所以做起来就所以要做到专注的唱诵就困难了。
Yeah.
Yes, good night. Next question from John Kapoor.企业微信这边有人提问啊，顶拜圣帕帕德的人子顶拜 Guru Maharaj， 当你真心接受知识的火炬，在面对困难和障碍，相信 Krishna 会在你内心更多的揭示和力量，使得自己会有更多的信心去追随 Guru 和 Acharya 的莲花组，只为真达完美。我的理解是，在婚外的路途，只有仁慈、谦卑、臣服是一路的力量所在，也是唯一的道路，对吗？提问者立凤啊 ，Good night. Actually, this question from the back team, 潘立凤。So, he said that.I offer my obeisance to Srila Prabhupada's kindness and offer my obeisance to Guru Maharaj. So one, when is wholeheartedly accept the torch of knowledge, so when they confronting difficulties or when they encountering the obstacles, and but they still remain faithful in Krishna, and in this way,Krishna will reveal more in their heart, and by Krishna's strength, by Krishna's power, they will get more faith to follow Guru and follow the lotus feet of Guru and Acharya. So as to attain perfection. So my understanding that on the path of devotion, only kindness, humility.Surrendering, these give our power on the path of devotion. So, and this is also the only one way. So my understanding is correct.
Tell her she's very eloquent.
Mm. 你非常 常非常的优雅，你非常非常的雅。
Our power comes from Balaram.
我们的力量是来自于 Balarama， 主 Balarama。
The power doesn't come from you or me.
力量不是来自于你自己，也不是来自于我。
The connecting link is all of what you described, but the power comes from the powerful.
那么你在这里描述了这个链接，你在这里描述的链接，但是这个力量是来自于有力量的人。
And Balaram is the source of that spiritual power.
而 Balarama 是所有灵性力量的根源。
There is something that we must do on our side, and we're dependent upon the mercy of Balaram from his side.
我们既要做出自己的努力，与此同时，我们也要去依靠 Balarama 的力量 ，Balarama 的仁慈。
This is the devotional teaching, not something mechanical. I do this and I get that.
这是分外的教导，而并不是说我做了这个，我就能够获得那个。所以我做。
And I'm looking at the clock, and the clock says our time is up.
我现在看了看钟，时间已经到了。
And so I thank you all, and we'll see you again next week.
非常感谢大家，我们下周一再会。
As a bishop of Srila Prabhupada,
good night. Thank you very much, Guru Maharaj. 非常感谢大家的聆听。那么后面还没有回答的奉献者的这些问题，我们会把它储存下来，然后在下一次上课的时候，我们请 Guru Maharaj 来回答你们所提出来的问题。非常感谢你们。
Ask Madani Radha to fix her Wi-Fi problem.
Madani Radha, 你把你的这个 Wi-Fi 的问题解决一下哈。
Yes, Guru Maharaj.
Thank you very much, Guru Maharaj. 谢谢大家，谢谢做出服务的奉献者们。等会儿，我先把这些问题储存一下哈，我正在复制呢。好。Thank you.